Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
Let's everybody stay where they are.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Pedro Fernandez.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Words of the great, late Nick Charles, my buddy, fellow broadcaster, Showtime, of course, showbox announcer, former man that set up the CNN sports series along with Fred Hickman back in 1980, passed away last week at the age of 64 by very, very painful pancreatic cancer. It was sad. It was funny is when we cut this interview, we cut an interview about a year ago, one of two interviews, and Nick right then and there knew he was going to die. He knew that the chemotherapy he was taking was only going to prolong his life so he could spend some time with his daughter and his lovely wife. So he did it out of courage. Speaking of death, let's bring this. Let's get the death out the way. Billy Costello, former WBC junior welterweight champion, the man that got stiffened by Alexis Arguello in four rounds up there at the Lawler Sports Arena back, I think, in 1986. He died at the age of 55, and Sacramento referee Terry Smith, a 1960 Olympic alternate for the boxing that had Muhammad Ali and Bob Foster on it, he passed away this week from Alzheimer's at the age of 76. So three guys are gone. Death is out of the way. We got positive stuff to talk about. We're talking MMA and boxing. UFC 132 tonight. Of course, Klitschko and Hay today this afternoon on HBO, 1:45 p.m. Pacific time, 4:45 p.m. Eastern time. Give us a call toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Before I get back to kicking don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Early Tower of Power, circa 1972, Rick Stevens on lead vocals there, of course. In the background, you hear the guitar of Willie Fulton. What's funny is the that version of the band, Rick Stevens is in jail for life for three murders that he committed while he was on heroin. Skip Mesquite, the sax player, has died, and Willie Fulton, I haven't heard of in years. I used to see Willie all the time. Speaking of Lenny, I got to see Lenny Williams last week, and hopefully we'll be able to spend some time with Lenny a little bit later talking boxing. But Lenny Williams, the former lead singer of Tower of Power, and of course the platinum recording artist, because I Love You, with that single that he had, just went through the roof a few years ago. Anyway, he was kicking it last week in San Francisco, the best show I've seen Lenny do in about 15 years. And I've seen Lenny 60, 70, 80 times. So the bottom line is, Lenny's on top of his game at the age of 66. So big congrats go out there to my man, LW, Lenny Williams. Speaking of congratulations, my next guest is one of the best MMA and boxing writers on the planet. I feature him at ringtalk.com. Of course, he's from Bethlehem, PA. That means he's blessed. I'm talking about the great, the one, the only, Slammin' Sammy Perez. What's up, Big Sam?
Pedro, how's it going, buddy?
It's going pretty good, man. Just talk boxing first. David Haye, 25-1, 23 KOs, I believe, taking on Vladimir the Glass Jaw Klitschko, 55-3, 49 KOs. The officials assigned by the WBA or the WBC or whichever sanctioning body bandit group is sponsoring this thing. Adelaide Bird out of Las Vegas, the wife of Robert Bird, the referee. Stanley Christian Dulu of South Africa, one of the most honest men I've ever met in my life. Michael Pernick will be the third judge, and the referee will be Gennaro Hernandez. Now, most Klitschko fights suck from an entertainment point of view. David Haye has brought some excitement to this fight. Is it just because of his mouth, or is there some ability to back up that talk?
No, I think it's the latter, Pedro, and a lot of it has to do with the way you introduced Klitschko. Is you called him Glass Jaw, and the fact that David Haye is known as the Haymaker, coupled with the other, brings excitement to the fight. If David Haye, although he's a lot smaller than Klitschko, if he's able to hit that glass jaw of one of them haymakers, it could cause for a lot of excitement.
Okay, but statistically, it looks like it's Klitschko's fight, right? Anytime Klitschko gets in a fight when he's 6'7", has that long arm, the long arms that he has, it's almost impossible for another guy. It's very highly unlikely for the other guy to get in, except for the fact when he had his butt whipped by three journeymen, and I want to say Lehman Brewster, although I thought he was going to become a heavyweight star as an amateur, and when he was going out with Brandy. I remember, did I ever tell you a story about him and Brandy?
No, you did not, Pedro.
Let me tell you, he was going out with the pop star Brandy back about 1992, and he was supposed to go to the Olympic trials to represent the United States as a heavyweight. He was considered the odds-on favorite to win the gold medal. He fell in love, got whipped. I want to put a P before that, but got whipped by Brandy and didn't go to the Olympic trials. His amateur career fell apart. Then he turned pro, and we had him on a couple of cars with Harold Smith, one of them down in L.A. at the L.A. Forum with Thomas Hearns and Ed Doolin Dalton on top. God, that must have been about 15 years ago. Anyway, 10, 15 years ago. Anyway, He failed to deliver. I mean, he never got himself really in top-notch condition, although he scored a win over Vladimir Klitschko. He ended up getting his tail kicked in a rematch. But, you know, when you look at the entire heavyweight picture, I mean, I think that Lehman Bruce is sort of typical of the American heavyweight right now. Everybody's lazy. Nobody wants to do anything. There are no aspiring heavyweights out there in the American world. And tell me why. Why aren't there any heavyweights out there, Sammy?
Well, I'll tell you, Pedro.
Except for yourself.
You've touched on for numerous years, and it's a discussion that I had last night during a boxing event here in Bethlehem. I was talking to another media person, and one of the discussions that we had was regarding amateur boxing in the United States. The fact of the matter is, you pointed it out numerous times, in my opinion, there's no government funding coming towards the way of amateur boxing. That coupled with the fact that young people today that are geared towards sports, obviously, you know, football, basketball reign king in this country. You know what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, that coupled with no government funding for the amateur organizations or to promote these amateur events, the boxing itself is going to suffer in this country. Boxing has taken a backseat or a second place. I mean, I don't know what place it is in at this point in time, especially with the advent of mixed martial arts. That's another reason. Young people today, if they're interested in combat sports, let's face it, I mean, mixed martial arts has exploded onto the scene, and I'm not saying that it has taken over boxing. What I'm trying to say is, in young people's eyes, they would turn there first before turning their sights on boxing.
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that ghetto gyms were closed. I was talking with Manny Caballero, one of our fellow writers from Puerto Rico, the other day, and he was saying that, you know, that he can't afford to send his kids to gyms. He's got five kids, can't afford to send his kids to the gym. And Gleason's gym in New York City now costs $100 a month to go into. So, I mean, back in the day, and here when Billy Newman ran Newman's gym here in San Francisco, it didn't cost me a dime. Every once in a while, Don Stewart, the gym director, would hit us up for $10. And that was like our monthly dues. But it was $15 for the pros, and the amateurs didn't have to pay anything. And that was, I think, part of the reason why kids were able to get off the street. They were able to get off the street at no cost. It was no cost to them. I mean, today, to do anything at all, if you want to join an MMA club, if you want to join a boxing club, if you want to join one of these white-collar or blue-collar boxing gyms here in the city, and there's a whole bunch of them, okay, it's going to cost you between $50 and $100 a month. And what kid from the hood has that?
Exactly, Pedro. There's a, you know, right here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 3-4 years ago, there was a Bethlehem Boxing Club that opened up, and it was basically the vision of a young man here who was running a makeshift gym out of his garage. And it was his hope that he could, you know, open up a gym one day. He could afford to do it. And luckily, the Council of Spanish-Speaking Organizations here in Bethlehem provided for him a space. They had a building, and they provided a basement space for him to build a gym there. And from that point, the Bethlehem Boxing Club was born. However, unfortunately, here we are 3-4 years later, and that club had to be closed down in the last 6 months because the bottom line was he wasn't charging kids to come in to train. He was using it as a way out for kids to come in to train and to keep them off the streets. However, he would try to charge adults $20 a month just to try to kind of help keep things going. But outside of that, he was getting no help other than the Council of Spanish-Speaking Organizations. You know, he tried to apply for grants from the government, and they wouldn't come through.
You know, I ran the Mission Boxing Club on 22nd and Shotwell, I believe, here in, or 22nd and Chattanooga here in San Francisco in the Mission District. It was held in a building that was run by the Catholic Youth Organization. It was a under the Archdiocese here in California, in San Francisco, and I had a good club running. I had wiped out all the graffiti in the immediate area. My boys had taken care of all the graffiti. In other words, this was their place. You were not writing on the walls there. We took two kids to the regional championships after winning the local championships. One kid did win the regionals. Okay, Robert Conway went undefeated as an amateur. I think he went 11-0 with like six knockouts. But the bottom line was, Here comes the Catholic Church about 3 years into my little thing there at the Mission Boxing Club, in which I'm running kids up and down stairs and outside flight of stairs in order to get them in shape and things like that. I mean, we really had a good program going. The Catholic Church came in and said, give us $1,200 a month or you got to go.
It's a shame. I mean,
the Catholic Church.
That's a story for another day, Pedro. I mean, we could go on and on, back and forth. I mean, the bottom line is money is the root of all evil. That's what they say. But then again, money makes the world go round.
You know, the professor, Chuck Marbury, another writer at ringtalk.com, he talked this morning about missing the presence of Mickey Ward and Arturo Gatti in the ring and those the wars that they used to have. And he talked about fighting in the regional championships as an amateur. And then it didn't take him too long to realize that, you know, bobbing and weaving and body punching and all that kind of stuff, it just didn't matter. So has an amateur boxing essentially become fencing with gloves on? It's not really boxing anymore?
Well, I agree with you in that sense. And part of that problem has to do with the point scoring system in the amateurs. If you've looked at boxing as far as when the Olympics come around, I, to this day, I'm still trying to figure out how it is that they judge or score points as far as amateur events is concerned. I understand that you know, you're supposed to score with the white of the glove or whatever like that.
Yeah.
I find that to be, I mean, basically you're punching with the white of the glove if you punch it correctly. So I find that to be a null and void. I mean, if you get hit, you get hit. I don't care what part of the glove you get hit with. I have an issue with the way point scoring is scored in amateurs, and I think that that kind of forces the way a fighter fights in the amateurs.
We'll close out this segment on amateur boxing and just with this. When I look at the amateur boxing system now, they've got it on a computer. There's five guys sitting ringside, five judges, male or female, sitting ringside. If they three of them don't hit a button within a second or 1.5 seconds of each other after a punch is landed, the punch doesn't count. Now, when I'm looking at these referees and judges ringside, some of these guys are older than dirt. Their reflexes wouldn't allow them to react in 5 seconds, only 1.5 seconds. So you see where the failure is there, don't you?
Oh, for sure. And listen, judging is an art in itself. I don't profess to be a professional judge, but I can tell you this much. As I watch a fight, as I watched the fights last night at the boxing card here in Bethlehem, you know, for me, at watching these pros for 3 minutes and watching a fighter for 3 minutes, it's not rocket science to tell who's doing work and who's not, or who's landing and who's not, at least not in my eyes. That's the way I perceive it. The only question comes as to what it is that a judge is looking for. That's the only thing. I mean, if you have, like, I always go back to Marvin Hagler, Sugar Ray Leonard, 1987. You know, granted, people say, well, Hagler pursued him for 15 rounds. I, on the other hand...
12 rounds.
Oh, all right, 12 rounds, excuse me. I, on the other hand, say, granted, he pursued him, but Sugar Ray was countering effectively, in my eyes. You know, so the fight was very close. It depends on which way you look at it,
okay,
or what it is that you're looking for. But outside of that, you know, there's no question as to who's doing what and who's scoring more. That, at least that's the way I see it.
And the great Lou Filippo was the judge, of course, that judge to fight for Hagler. Anyway, we're talking boxing. Now we're going to talk MMA with my MMA expert, Sammy Perez, of course, UFC 132 tonight, Uriah Faber, and Dominic Cruz. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Toll-free all across America. When I say toll-free, it means it won't cost you a cheapskate, a dime to call. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain 250,000 $150,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade. Precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-945-4637. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-945-4637. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-800-945-4637. That's 1-800-945-4637.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth, and the dudes have envied me for so long, folks. 26 plus years now, often imitated, never duplicated, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves when it comes to both boxing and, of course, the fabulous world of MMA. Before we get to MMA, Ronald Cruz fought last night at home. How'd he do?
Oh, Pedro, he put on a nice show in front of his hometown crowd. This is a local kid, 147-pound welterweight. And I expect big things from him. He's 13-0 with 10 knockouts. He fought a tough journeyman last night in Dewell Carrasquillo, who was coming off a knockout win of his own of a previous 12-0 fighter. But Ronald Cruz took it to him, ended up hitting him. He was doing some serious body work by the sixth round. Carrasquillo pointed to referee Steve Smoger and said that he felt his rib was broken. He couldn't continue.
Okay. Before we go into the world of MMA, I want to mention that an autopsy revealed that wrestling great Randy Macho Man Savage, of course born Randy Poffo, died from heart disease and not from any injuries sustained in that May 20th car crash he had in St. Petersburg, Florida. The coroner's office found the 58-year-old had an enlarged heart with hardened coronary arteries. And the bottom line was all that was probably brought on by the use of steroids, because the guy was a steroid freak for a long, long time. But may he rest in peace. He was one hell of a spokesperson, wasn't he?
Oh, for sure. I mean, he, you know, one thing that people do not realize when it comes to these professional wrestlers is, you know, they perceive their image in the ring to be their image or their personalities outside the ring. And sometimes in cases, especially in this one, certain things can be further from the truth. I mean, you know, Randy Poffo is his real name, actually had a promising baseball career before he turned to wrestling, and that was due to an injury in baseball. But, Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, this is one of the situations where it's sad, but it's kind of like you can foresee it coming. I mean, it's sad.
All right, let's talk about some good stuff. Tonight, Uriah Faber, the California kid, man. I mean, the guy's, he's done a lot. He sold out the Arco Arena. I mean, he's hotter than when the Sacramento Kings were winning. The NBA team was winning up there in Sacramento. They couldn't draw the heads that the California kid could draw. They just couldn't do it. He's 25-4, 7 KOs, and 13 submissions. And when I want to explain submissions to our listeners on the air, that means via arm lock, wrist lock, guillotine choke. Is there anything else, any other way they could submit there or what?
Basically, it's joint submissions and choke holds. It's basically that. And basically, it's a position, a submission of pain or you pass out, one or the other.
Okay. And, of course, he's taking on Dominick Cruz, 17-1, 6 KOs, only one sub. He's not that good of a submission artist in 18 fights, huh?
Not really, but a lot of that has to do with the fact that over the course of those 18 fights, especially in the last 8 fights since he first fought Faber, Dominick Cruz, who's extremely tall for his weight class, which is 135 pounds, has learned how to use that length. In terms of fighting in MMA, he keeps his opponents at bay. He's able to avoid wrestlers such as Faber and Faber's stablemate, Joseph Benavidez, who are wrestlers at heart. He's able to avoid their takedowns, keep them at bay, and use that length to his advantage. So because of that, I'm picking Cruz, who is the current bantamweight champion, to defeat Uriah Faber in their rematch tonight.
All right, let's go through these divisions in MMA. Bantamweight's 135. Anything? Do they have a flyweight division?
No, not as of yet. As a matter of fact, you bring that up, Pedro. 125 pounds, that division is fought in some smaller organizations right now in the United States. It still hasn't been accepted as far as the major organizations, the UFC at Strikeforce and Bellator. However, I anticipate that within the next year or so, you could expect to see 125-pound division within some of these major organizations, and that would be categorized as flyweight.
So bring us up from 135 on up and name the divisions for me.
The next division would be 145 pounds. That's called featherweights in mixed martial arts. They go up another 10 pounds to 155, and those are lightweights. And then from that point, things get a little dicey. It goes up 15 pounds to 170, and those are referred to as welterweights in mixed martial arts. It goes up another 15 pounds from there, 185, which is middleweight. And then from there, there's a jump in 20 pounds, which would be 205 or light heavies. And then from that point on, anything above 205 is considered heavyweight up until 265, which is the limit. A heavyweight can't weigh in more than 265.
Okay, we're talking welterweights just a minute ago, 170 pounds. Nick Diaz got a good shot against Georges St. Pierre or what?
He does have a good shot. I don't know if he's going to, you know, if he can do it, but put it this way, it'd probably be the strongest shot against Georges St. Pierre in quite a while. Nick Diaz, who's currently the Strikeforce welterweight champion, and obviously he's under the Zuffa banner now that they own Strikeforce. He has a strong chance, and the reason being is Nick Diaz has learned how to punch over the last year and a half. He's always been a fantastic jiu-jitsu artist. He's got a fantastic ground game. But over the last year and a half, Nick Diaz used to paw with his punches, but he's actually learned how to box now. And from that standpoint, that's added to his game. So now he's a danger both standing and on the ground.
Okay, and the fights will start, I believe, on Facebook at 3:15 Pacific time, 6:15 Eastern time, correct?
That is correct, Pedro. It's the early prelims are on Facebook, and from that point at 8 p.m. Eastern or 5 p.m. Pacific, then they switch over to the Spike TV network for a lightweight doubleheader, and then the main card on pay-per-view starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, speaking of Facebook, I was with my video expert yesterday, Ricardo Rivera, and we are going to go to Facebook by August 1st. So we'll be broadcasting live each week 2 shows on Facebook. So I'm looking forward to that and the exposure that it brings. So no upset tonight as far as Uriah Faber upsetting Dominick Cruz, huh? I mean, a lot of people are picking Faber to win. I got less than a minute here. A lot of people are picking Faber to win because he won the first fight, but you just don't see that happening again, do you?
I mean, I don't see it happening, Pedro. That's not to say it can't happen. Uriah Faber is a former 145-pound champion in world extreme cage fighting, and he is one of the top, you know, if not the second, in my eyes, the second best 135-pounder in the world right now. I just, in my eyes, I see Dominic Cruz winning this rematch. I don't see Faber being able to get to him.
Slamming Sammy Perez, folks. You can catch his work at ringtalk.com. Of course, he'll be reviewing this card tomorrow. All the best to you. Good luck to you and your family. Have a good time tonight, man.
Pedro, take care of yourself, and check out Ring Talk later on today. You'll see a piece up on Ronald Cruz from Bethlehem.
All the best to you. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. I do have toll-free phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Want to say hello to the folks down there in Houston, Texas. Got some email from Houston.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats, located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California, for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007. Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
The horns and the mighty Tower of Power. Speaking of July, that means there will be a new Song of the Month up. Pedro's Song of the Month at towerofpower.com should be up by Monday morning. That's July 3rd, July 4th. So I'm a couple days late on that, but we've got some good songs. Of course, this year has been a great year for the Tower of Power. They just had a five-city swing through Northern California. Now they're headed to France and Italy and the Netherlands and all that kind of good stuff beginning July 1st. So I wish Emilio Castillo, and you can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ringtalk, and you can see a picture of me, myself, and Emilio from a couple of weeks ago, and me and Doc Kupka, of course, the two founding members of Tower of Power, and we had such a great time backstage. The Meat Man, Mike Carroll, was there. My lovely sister, Andrea Donati Fernandez, was there. I mean, we really had a fantastic time, so I want to thank the Tower of Power for such a good time. I want to thank Lenny Williams for having such a great time last Saturday night as well. I've been trying to get Lenny on the phone, but Lenny, I think, is back east, and he's not answering the phone. A couple good things we need to talk about, folks, and I'll get to it right away, is the fact that Manny Pacquiao, best fighter pound for pound in the world, but he's also like the world's best pound for pound hypocrite. I mean, the guys, I mean, he's filed a slander suit against Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Sr. I think that's a little bit over the top. He hasn't lost a job. He hasn't lost any sponsors. He hasn't been made homeless. I mean, instead of just taking the drug test, he filed a lawsuit instead, okay? And to me, that's a punk-ass move. I don't care what anybody says. I really do. And then, of course, now he's a congressman. He's going to run for president in 2016 in the Philippines. So you can't ask him any questions according to these pack nuts, these pack roids, these pack nut fanatics that you have on the internet. And there's thousands of them sitting in internet cafes right now over there in Manila swearing and sending me emails and instant messages and all that kind of good stuff. But I ignore them for the most part. And I feel sort of happy for the fact that we've banned over like 4,000, I think it's 4,000 to 6,000 Filipino IP addresses. And why have we done that? Because they've gotten crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy with four-letter words. And you need to call them my mother names, my producer names. They just went way, way over the top. So today I'm going to address Manny Pacquiao, you know, his rep in the Catholic Church. I talked about this a few months ago, and people got hot about it, said they shouldn't have brought the church into the radio show. But, you know, he says now that using condoms is a sin. That's what Manny said. I kid you not. This is the same Catholic Church that said don't use any condoms during the AIDS crisis. How many people died because of that? How many people will die or suffer from an STD, a sexually transmitted disease, because they listened to their hero, their congressman, their iconic figure, the biggest sports figure in the history of the Philippines, okay? I mean, how many people will end up dying or getting an STD because listening to Manny? You know, and Manny's not an angel. He had that affair with that woman a few years ago, that actress that was rumored to be pregnant, and she disappeared for a few months, and she came back and said, well, you know, Manny Pacquiao's no longer part of my life, and I'm moving on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, then he ran for Congress, and he won his congressional seat in his wife's hometown, Jinky Pacquiao. He won it in her hometown, not his hometown, of General Santos City. He won his congressional seat. And now, of course, he's a member of Congress, and what has he done? I mean, is he somebody, he reminds me of, you know what he reminds me of? A hand puppet. You ever seen a hand puppet? When people on TV are like talking and one mouth is moving, the other mouth is not moving like a ventriloquist, you got this hand puppet. And I think that's exactly what the Conservative Party is doing with Manny Pacquiao and the Catholic Church to an extent over in the Philippines. I mean, I really do. And going after Mayweather and Jr. for alleging he was on performance-enhancing drugs when that's the mindset of a lot of us here in boxing. I mean, why didn't he sue every single person that thought that? If he sued every person that thought he was on performance-enhancing drugs, okay, he'd be suing millions of people. He just would, okay? And speaking of performance-enhancing drugs, the great Charlie Sheen, character that he is, two and a half men and a baby, whatever it is. Anyway, the bottom line is he and that TV show, they're going to kill off his role pretty soon, so he will not be back. Ashton Kutcher is taking his place. But when he did that baseball movie 10 years ago, it was called Major Leagues, he took steroids for 3 or 4 months, and he upped his fastball from 73 miles an hour to 85 miles an hour. So you can't tell me that steroids don't help, guys.
That's how I roll.
That's how he rolls. That you just can't tell me that guys using steroids or performance-enhancing drugs are not benefiting from such. Okay, the EPO factor, I mentioned that before. EPO is something in which they aren't able to do some blood doping. And Dr. Margaret Goodman, formerly of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, a neurologist, I believe, down there in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City, Nevada, may be listening to us today on K-SHIP, KSHP, 1200 AM in Vegas. But, you know, Margaret told me years ago that steroids would not be the big major thing in boxing, that EPO would. And what EPO does is it allows a fighter to store about 30 to 35, maybe sometimes the case 45% more red blood cells, more oxygen in their bloodstream than a normal somebody that's not using it. So you've got two guys of equal ability. Fighter A and fighter B are perfectly matched. They're the same height. They're the same size. They are the same weight. They've trained the same amount of they've trained the same amount. There's been a 6-week training camp for both guys. But one guy's taking EPO, which allows his body to recover 45% faster. It allows him to fight 45% harder, allows him to train 45% harder. Who do you think's going to win the fight? The guy using the EPO. And blood doping is all across the board. We're talking baseball. We're talking football. We're talking hockey. We're talking even cycling. Lance Armstrong is no angel. There's no question about that. Lance has been, you know, he's been fingered, and Lance isn't suing anybody over those allegations. He was taking this or he was taking that. So he sort of copped to the fact that he was possibly microdosing steroids and taking EPO and things like that. So everybody's out there to cheat. And I'm not saying, being a former amateur boxer who won 4 Golden Glove titles and 7 amateur titles and all, and happened to make it to the Western Olympic Trials in 1984 and finished on my feet against the great Vincent Webb of East St. Louis. Of course, he went once beaten as a pro with a Kronk gym and Emmanuel Stewart before retiring, and now I think he's working with the St. Louis Fire Department. But, you know, I think that maybe if EPO was around, I might have even taken it. I mean, there's not that I'm a cheater, not that I wanted to cheat, but you want to have almost every advantage, and you're sort of afraid in this day and age that if you're not taking it, the other guy is. Sort of like the lineman, when you got an offensive lineman lining up against a defensive lineman, and the defensive lineman's been taking roids and doing the EPO and all this kind of stuff, and the offensive lineman, who's just as big and naturally just as strong, okay, is going up against this guy that's on steroids and EPO, so he's going to get his tail kicked 9 out of 10 times. It's just going to happen, okay? But back to Pacquiao for a minute. He files this lawsuit against Floyd Mayweather, demands Mayweather take a deposition. Mayweather doesn't show up to the deposition. Typical Floyd, okay? Floyd's out pushing his fight September 17th. He's going to have on HBO pay-per-view with Victor Ortiz. Ortiz coming in at 29-2-2. A pretty good fighter, the current WBC welterweight champion, after licking Andre Berto like a stamp, the overrated kid from Haiti, now living in Miami. I mean, he was thought to be the next superstar of boxing. Oh, yeah, this kid really had it. He had nothing. He fought nothing but a bunch of stiffs. He was fighting guys like Scott Cuddy and Pedro Fernandez and people like that. I mean, he just wasn't making the grade. He wasn't. He was fighting guys, that he could beat, okay, but barely beat. And some of the guys that he fought, he didn't do so well against. So the bottom line is Berto was vastly overrated. But my man Victor Ortiz, he used to call him Vicious Victor Ortiz, now 29-2-2, as I said, he brought it to him, took the fight to him. They both hit the canvas. But the bottom line is the end of 12 rounds, you know who won the fight. And there's no doubt about it, the southpaw, the left-hander Victor Ortiz out of Oxnard, California, by way of Kansas. Okay, I don't know how he made that switch. But he is now the WBC welterweight champion. And that's who Floyd Mayweather is going to be going after with his 41-0 record, of course, on September 17th. Now, the idea here is if the blueprint is being laid out for Mayweather to use the southpaw, I'm talking about Victor Ortiz, as a test, as a prep to fight Manny Pacquiao. I really don't think he has to. I really don't think that Manny Pacquiao's not big enough, I think, to deal with Floyd Mayweather as far as height and speed and all that kind of good stuff's concerned. I mean, he could take all the EPO he wants, all the steroids he wants, but, you know, they need to test people. They need to come up with some form of testing in Nevada that will actually do a good job. And Kevin Perry, KP, one of my writers at ringtalk.com, talked before about, you know, the guys using performance-enhancing drugs, supposed to use them 6-8 months ago. How are you going to find it in the system now? You can't, okay? So if Manny Pacquiao was using performance-enhancement drugs, it sure didn't look like it in that last fight against Shane Mosley because he looked awfully average. He really did. He looked awfully average against a guy that didn't throw any punches back whatsoever. I mean, these guys are touching gloves, making love. I watched a fight over at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, of course, on Hesperian Boulevard, just a couple blocks off East 14th Street in San Leandro. That's right next to Oaktown, Oakland, California, right next to Hayward, California, sort of in the middle there. But the bottom line is I will see UFC 132 there tonight as well. But when I watched Mayweather and Mosley about a month ago, okay, Shane did nothing. Had no offense in him, didn't come to fight, came to collect a check. The best thing that Shane had going for him was that fine 21-year-old girlfriend of his, Bella Gonzalez. And that was it. She was waiting for him ringside. I guess if I had her waiting for me ringside, I wouldn't want to get hurt and risk my health anyway. But the bottom line is he didn't risk anything. And Manny Pacquiao never even went after him. He pounded his gloves together a couple times like some type of macho man or something like that, or some type of gorilla beating on his chest, okay? But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, the 147-pound Filipino phenom didn't look all that good, didn't do all that well. And in my mind, Floyd Mayweather, if Floyd is Floyd, Floyd licks him like a stamp. This isn't even a fight. And I think that's the reason why that Manny Pacquiao has put off this fight for over a year. It was supposed to take place in March of 2010, okay, March 13th to be exact, down in Dallas, Texas, okay? But Manny Pacquiao wouldn't sign for the random Olympic drug testing. This was after Mayweather conceded that any pound he weighed over 147 pounds, he would give Manny Pacquiao $1 million. Manny demanded that. So Manny got his demands. Spoiled little ass Manny. Oh, little Manny. Manny got his demands, okay? So then when Floyd said, okay, I'll agree to that, you agree to random drug testing. Ain't going to happen. Wasn't going to do it. Wanted a 14-day window and still wants a 14-day window regarding any drug testing. Why? I want to ask you folks out there, why would a man who's straight, who's honest, who's a Catholic, who's a religious man, a man of God, a congressman in the Philippines, soon to become president of the Philippines, why would a man ask for a 14-day grace period as far as drug testing was concerned? Why? I mean, think about that. Why would he ask for that if he wasn't using something? That's my thing. I mean, that's from a policeman's point of view, an ex-policeman's point of view. If I was investigating the matter and they asked me to offer my opinion as to the case against Manny Pacquiao, I would say to myself, well, I think it's highly suspicious that he wants this 14-day window. And you know, when Michael Marley, formerly of the New York Post, Howard Cosell's right-hand man back in the 70s, of course, he was Don King's schlep for a few years as well as his PR guy. But Mike Marley cornered Manny Pacquiao on YouTube.com about 4 or 5 months ago when they were doing a press conference in New York City for the Mosley Pacquiao fight, and he said, Manny, would you be willing to take the random drug testing? Manny, yang, you know, sort of mumbles some kind of stuff like that. Anyway, Manny, so even with the 14, without the 14-day grace period, and Manny said, yeah. Well, Manny, right back to the Philippines, he straightened all that crap out right after the Mosley fight. He said, no, I need a 14-day window. Why, if a guy is straight, why, if he's the best fighter in the world, why would he need a 14-day window or a 14-day grace period? You tell me, folks, why. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. Folks, we air Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern time right here on these same channels. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks, often imitated but never duplicated.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronics Country says you're approved, guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
With so many gas-saving options, it's no surprise Toyota's the number one choice among consumers. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or a 2011 Tundra. Plus, get low lease payments, APRs, or customer cash on your favorite Toyotas like Corolla, Sienna, Highlander, Venza, and Avalon. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. We have lots to choose from, so hurry in today. Toyota.
Toyota is the number one choice among consumers based on Toyota brand retail sales CY 2010. 0% APR for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Program covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25K, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for vehicle eligibility and complete coverage details. Offers exclude Camry Hybrid. Offers may vary by region. Offers end 7/5/11.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Now, we know that is a known fact, don't we? When it comes to fighting for what's right, that's what I am. I fight for the underdog. Speaking of the underdog, David A., 25-1, taking on Vladimir Klitschko today at 1:45 p.m. Pacific time on HBO. That's 4:45 p.m. Eastern time. That's for the IBF, WBA, and WBO heavyweight titles. Down there in Mexico, there'll be a WBA flyweight title fight between Herman Marquez, 30-2, against Edwin Durapong. He's 22-3 out of the Philippines. And way down there in Argentina, my man Jeff Mayweather, hopefully I have on the show next week, because Jeff's been down stuck in Panama training Celestino Caballero for about a month now. He's been held hostage down there because they canceled the fight or postponed the fight for like 3 weeks. He's taking on Jonathan Barros, 32-1-1. So good luck to Jeff and the crew. Of course, UFC 132 beginning at, 3:15? Yeah, 3:15 Pacific time, 6:15 Eastern time on Facebook. Then we go to Spike TV for a couple of fights. Then the main event, of course, on HBO on pay-per-view. You can see the Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. For more information, go to rickys.com. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, and most importantly, I don't forget my friends. Nick Charles, God bless you, my friend. Terry Smith, same to you. Billy Costello, what can I say? May God be with you all. Until next week, the often imitated, never duplicated Pedro Fernandez wishes you his very best.
Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.